Hi there, listeners. This is Jessie Wiegen with an edition of WGRT's Locals in the Limelight, your connection to the people influencing culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Thanks for listening in as we talk with Kelly Lozano, the proprietor of Grand Trunk Marketplace and the founder of Girl on Fire. This podcast version of the interview is a little longer than the one we run on the air, and it gives you a chance to go a little deeper into the conversation Kelly and I had about the conference and the amazing women that we get to work with in this community. Welcome, Kelly. I love Grand Trunk Marketplace. I think I fall into a time warp, though, every time I go in there because I just kind of get lost wandering around redecorating my entire house.
That's great. That's a great compliment to us because that's one of the things that we love is that people have those memories that come back. My mom had this, my grandma had this, and then they also find new inspiration to decorate their homes.
Yeah, it's just a fun kind of day away for me to go by myself. So, yeah, so we love the store, but Girl on Fire. So you're the founder of Girl on Fire.
Yes.
Why Girl on Fire? What does that mean?
Well, I guess my why is that back in May, I went to a women's conference in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was a girlfriend's getaway, and it was really, really nice, and it was an opportunity for women to come together, meet new girlfriends, and learn some strategies, get some inspiration to carry on with their businesses and their careers, and I was inspired, and I thought, you know, I am around women every single day at the Grand Trunk Marketplace, and I have the blessing to be able to listen to women and to hear their hearts. And I thought, you know, this would be something really great for our area, especially because you should know you're a girl on fire and taking on all of these new roles that you're doing, and that's our community. I mean, women... Our women in our community they're really girls on fire. They're amazing.
We have some rockin' women
totally.
In this community.
Yeah.
It is really fun. It's a fun place to be in leadership with women and to be around women, opening businesses and, you know, running nonprofits. It's very exciting.
I'm inspired by the women in our community. I'm learning from the women in our community. One of our speakers at the Girl on Fire conference is Donna Kerr, and she just won the Manufacturing Woman of the Year Award. First woman.
Yeah.
And that is an amazing accomplishment. I'm so excited for her.
Yeah. Women are making strides in these male-dominated fields, and they're leading as women. So it's really exciting to just watch them identify their strengths, grow in their own strengths, and then lead. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what the conference is going to look like for someone.
Yep. Thank you for asking it. The conference is going to be a two-day conference. And so it's January 17th and 18th. Friday night is from 6 to 9. It's at the Blue Water Convention Center. The reason behind Friday night was to get the women to come together, to meet each other, and to make a connection with one another. I think one of the things that I have listened to from my Girl on Fire Facebook platform page is that women in the area that might not necessarily be out front in the leadership that we see, but more the women that are participating and behind those leaders, one of the things that I'm hearing is that they're looking for girlfriends. I'm blessed that I have girlfriends that I've had since high school. But a lot of women don't. A lot of women have moved. They've moved with their husband's career, and so their friendships have kind of left from where they were. So Friday night is an opportunity to meet new girlfriends. It's also an opportunity. I'm going to speak on Friday night. One of the things that I'll speak on is fear, because I believe that fear is the one thing that stops most women from going out into their dreams. And so the idea is to acknowledge it and to understand that it's normal and to find ways to go around it, let it go through. And so we're going to talk about fear, and we're going to then talk about our dreams.
Okay.
so that on Saturday you can come in and all of our fabulous speakers are just going to pour in to you so that you can go out in 2020 and be the capable, wonderful person that you are.
Yeah, great timing, right?
Yeah,
so
all those
New Year's resolutions that we all make or whatever, this is kind of like something more concrete. Like, let's talk about it, let's examine where we're at, have a vision for where we want to be, and then let's get some really tangible, concrete support to make that a reality. That's great.
That's
I love
plan.
That. So cost, and where do the ladies who are listening go to register for this event?
The cost of the event is $94.99, and you can go to the Girl on Fire Facebook page under events, and the link to the tickets is there. And you can also go directly to Eventbrite so that you'll register there. As you register, you'll select your lunch option on Saturday and all of those fun things.
Yeah. Well, and you're having this at the convention center.
We're having it at the Blue Water Convention Center. Yeah, and while I'm thinking about it, I want to say that our keynote speaker is Amelia Earhart. And she is the modern day Amelia Earhart. She talks about her growing up with that name, Amelia Earhart, and what it meant to her. She actually does become a pilot. And in her very early 30s, she gets an airline to sponsor her an airplane, and she makes the flight. It takes 2 years to get the airplane and to design the airplane to make the Amelia Earhart flight. I think they actually gut an airplane out and add an extra fuel tank in it so that she can make the flight. She flies 28,000 miles. She takes a picture of Amelia Earhart with her, because Amelia didn't finish the flight, but she finishes it with our Amelia Earhart. And so 28,000 miles, 80% over water, if you can imagine, yeah, and 14 countries. And she's such a young inspiration. She has a great nonprofit organization, Fly With Amelia, and she is, and she'll probably tell more about this at the conference, but she's also linking up with the Amelia Earhart Museum with her nonprofit, and I think that that will come together and be really amazing for young women. Her heart is a lot like Karen Pelka with A Beautiful Me, with the exception that hers is for young women that want to become pilots.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
Thank you so much for being with us. This sounds like a great event that it will be a blessing to many women.
Thank you
for following the leading. You know, you said this was put on your heart. And a lot of us, you know, we have those moments where things kind of come to mind or we get kind of like this burning passion. But it's fear that holds us back. So thank you for not giving into the fear and for providing this for the women in our community. That's it for this edition of Locals in the Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jessie Wiegand.